You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new Office of the Inspectorate report looking into solitary confinement or prisoner separation in prisons found historic lack of data and large numbers of prisoners being put into solitary confinement. I spoke to Lisa Woods from Amnesty New Zealand, a campaign organiser at the organisation, about this new report and its findings.
So the report looked at people in prison who had been separated and found that many of these people would likely have experienced solitary confinement. And solitary confinement is defined as spending more than 22 hours a day without meaningful human interaction. However, international human rights standards state that nobody should be kept in solitary confinement for more than 15 days. And when that happens, it's called prolonged solitary confinement. And this is a really important limit because there is enormous risk to a person's health and well-being if they are kept in prolonged solitary confinement. But one thing that really struck me in the report and was deeply concerning was that the inspectorate could not actually make a call on whether or not prolonged solitary confinement was happening because there was not adequate data collected by corrections to make that call.
What were some of the other key findings and recommendations from the report?
So the key thing that really struck us, obviously there was the finding that solitary confinement was likely happening for many. There was the concern about not being able to make findings on prolonged solitary confinement because of the lack of adequate data. And that to me is really the standout thing because this is not the first time that a lack of adequate data collecting has been found as a problem across the prison system. And the thing is, if robust data is not being kept about what's happening, we just don't know if violations are taking place. And in the context such as a prison, where by its very nature, openness is a challenge, this lack of transparency and accountability is completely unacceptable and deeply concerning.
What are the effects and impacts of solitary confinement, especially prolonged, on people who experience it?
Yeah, the report talks generally about the impacts of solitary confinement, which can include a range of psychological and physical effects, including depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. So it's really serious. But as well as these types of effects, it may also impact access to rehabilitation programs, which in turn could have wider impacts, including such as on parole.
What kind of conditions are separated prisoners being held in, and how does it differ facility to facility or prisoner to prisoner?
So I think it's notable that physical environment was a key issue raised in the report. So the report noted that the isolation experience is likely to be amplified by the physical environment, which, for example, can offer limited sensory stimulation. There can be restricted access to sunlight and fresh air. So these things are really concerning. The report also noted, for example, that people may be unable to see a clock, so may lose their sense of time. So, really the thing that the report was coming to was that this type of sensory deprivation means that the units aren't therapeutic, and this is concerning, particularly as many of the people in prison or who are in these units may have poor mental health.
And a few of the reasons cited for prisoner separation were as a punitive measure for disciplinary offences and for mental health reasons. How effective or ineffective is this form of separation?
I think given this report, that's a really important question, and there needs to be a hard look at that. So we need to look at not just what's happening in the sense of how solitary confinement's occurring, but ask exactly that question, why? And then looking at that question of why, is it being effective or is it doing more harm? So when we looked at the physical environment the report found was not therapeutic, for people who have mental health concerns, that could be deeply harmful.
Yeah, I think especially the questions around or concerns around compounding mental health due to this isolation if people are being separated for self-harm or suicide risk.
Exactly. You've got to ask the question there. If that's the why and this is the type of environment people are going into, the risk of harm there is huge. And so I think we really need to interrogate. It's not just the what, it's the why, and is that working or is that simply just doing more harm?
The report also found 65% of separated prisoners were Māori, 13% higher than the percentage of Māori in the prison population. What do you think drives this disparity or higher number?
thought that was deeply troubling, as it suggests that Māori are being disproportionately impacted by these prison practices. And I think fundamentally what this comes down to is, you know, Māori are disproportionately represented in many parts of the system. And what this means is that there's structural issues within the system. And there are, and this goes back to our colonial history, it goes back to racism, there are many factors at play here. But what this means is that we need transformation of the system, and government needs to be working with Māori to design an approach to justice that upholds te tiriti, that reflects te ao Māori and taking a Māori approaches to justice.
Do you think corrections will take meaningful action on changing their approach to separation on the back of this report?
Look, we really hope so. But I think what's really key here, and I know I've said it a bit, but it is about that data collection, because we need to be able to hold corrections accountable. And as we've seen this issue come up time and time again, it's important that our civil society, that the oversight bodies such as the Inspectorate are having regular access to this data to make sure that they are making any changes that they commit to.
That was Amnesty campaign head Lisa Woods on the new Inspectorate report on separation in prisons.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.